everyone, welcome back to another Built Why the Reviews. And today we're reviewing Halo. As always, I'm Kate, co-founder and editor-in-chief over at Built Why Though. And today I'm here with Matthew Glenn, co-founder at Digital Daydreams. I did that correctly, right? Mm-hmm. Yay! And I'm here with Matt.
Hello, and I also work at Built Why Though.
He's the man behind the curtain.
I do everything.
All the things.
People are like, what do you do? And I'm like, I do everything.
Yes. So to start us off, I'm going to give us a nice little synopsis of Halo, because we're not talking about Halo, the video games. We are talking about Halo, Paramount Plus's live action adaptation of a universe.
Adaptation's doing a lot of work there.
So Halo stars Pablo Schreiber as Master Chief Spartan 117, Natasha McGoln as Dr. Halsey, the brilliant, conflicted, and inscrutable creator of the Spartan super soldiers, Jen Taylor as Cortana, the most advanced AI in human history and potentially the key of survival for the human race, and also includes Bokeem Woodhy, Shabana Azmi, Natasha Kolzak, Yaren Ha, Olive Gray, Bentley Kalu, Charlie Murphy, and Danny Sapani. Also joining the cast are the original characters. As original characters are Ryan McParland, Bern Gorman, and Fiona O'Shaughnessy. It's been really hard to find like a really good synopsis. That was just a character synopsis, so I messed up there. But I can give you what it was for episode one. Because essentially all the materials Paramount Plus has put out with this are like little episodic synopses. And other than just saying this is based on Halo, which is the other synopses. So Halo, the series, takes place in 2552. Starting on the planet Madrigal, where people have been fighting for the independence from Earth, but a fatal encounter with alien covenant complicates things. Master Chief John 117 and his super soldier Spartans join the fight. After the battle, Master Chief heads to his home planet of Reach with a Madrigal survivor and a mysterious object he discovered on the planet. That object is the center of it all, and we end up looking for the Halo. Anyway, I'm going to stop synopsizing so we can talk about the series. What did you all expect going into this? Because it was a lot. And I feel like my inability to find a concise synopsis officially from Paramount about this show may point to some of that. We can start with Matt.
I mean, like the expectations going into this, I was intrigued. I was kind of a little bit excited because, I mean, I have enjoyed the Halo franchise despite, like, whatever for the last few years. But it was one of those, I've watched some of the older, like, Halo movies, the shows and everything else, and it was fine. Some was good, some was fine. But the main thing I was excited for, which kind of got my expectations up there, was they seemed to finally say, hey, we're going to focus on Master Chief. We knew it wasn't going to be a carbon copy from the games and everything else, but they said the story is going to revolve around John, Master Chief, whatever we're going to call him. And that's why I was excited, because I know the Halo universe is big, but then the day of like John's and Master Chief's always the center of it. So finally getting back to that is why I was kind of excited, had kind of at least some decently expectations going into this.
Matthew?
I think for me, I was mainly expecting really nice combat sequences, and I think we got a few of those. But I was also hoping to just see in general, like, how evil, like, Halsey could be throughout the show. I feel as though Halo is often focused around the Master Chief and Halsey and Cortana, and that, like, those relationships and how they, relate to each other is sort of the core of what the series is to me. And when I heard that there was going to be a Halo show, I was like, okay, if they're doing it, they have to show some Master Chief killing some people, and they have to show Halsey, like, creating a terrible context for all this to happen.
I think for me, Pablo Schreiber hot was what my brain initially did. So anybody listening to this who follows me on Twitter, that was what I did the moment he was cast. I really love Pablo Schreiber as an actor, and I was very excited to see him not play a bad guy for once, because the poor guy keeps getting casted as bad guys. And so that had my attention. I am very much in love with video game adaptations, especially when they're live action. I don't think, like, I have thrown the purity test for them out the window. It's why I paid to go see Welcome to Raccoon City when I absolutely shouldn't have, because I think everything deserves a chance. We got to see the first two episodes at South By. I was just very excited going in, which I think kind of brings us into the next topic, which is, what did we like? Because for me, I really love Pablo Schreiber as Master Chief. Master Chief John, like those both sides, like I really enjoy him. I feel like they should have done better with unmasking and masking. Like, I don't think they understood when he needed to have it on. But I really enjoyed his stint as Master Chief. And I know a lot of people were worried about that. Matthew, you can start with you. How did you feel?
Specifically with like Master Chief, I think Apollo did an amazing job like in his performance. However, like I think that the way that he presented Master Chief, and this is not specifically about like how he performed, but the writing and directing of the series wasn't really the Master Chief that I was expecting to see. And I'm okay with seeing an adaptation that isn't like specifically the same thing that is the video game. I don't think that would have worked. And I think that would have been significantly worse than what they did if they just did that. But I couldn't find Master Chief in the majority of like his performance, like from the game, like in the Master Chief from the game in his performance in the show. Near the end of the series, I think we got to that point, and specifically around the way like the other Spartans look at him as a leader, and like the way that he relates to the UNSC as sort of an almost independent actor. I saw that later on, but throughout the majority of the show, I was like, I don't know who this guy is. And I had to, it took a while to become comfortable with that, but it was a little hard initially.
Matt?
I'm probably going to end up echoing what Matthew said. I know we've had many conversations throughout this entire season, but it was very much, I think towards the end, we do see that, but I just kind of starting off and just, it got weird because it was just, you're the special one. And you're not actually
American good. Storytellers love a Jesus narrative.
Yeah. And we had that. And I was like, I'm just like, that was not what I had known or what I expected from Master Chief and kind of how I'd always visioned. Cause I was like, Matthew, like, I didn't care if we change some stuff up, but I figured the core of what your character had to be kind of the same. Yeah. And I do agree towards the end, we kind of see the leadership and the other things that we liked, but I think there's a good bit, the beginning, middle, if it's not, you're not really anything cool other than you happen to be special.
Yeah.
And I don't think that distincted him in any, it devalued what made him special to me and far like the other parts of the franchise that we've seen before.
And y'all too, like, know Halo. Like I just played around in some co-op and some multiplayer. But y'all too know Halo, right? Like, just for everybody listening, like, y'all have some.
Well, Matthew's the expert, and then I kind of fall in the middle here, and then you're probably up there.
I have like a casual interest in Halo.
I don't want to put myself on the same level as Matthew now.
Yeah.
I know quite a bit, but not that much.
I think that like what Matt said about the special person thing is sort of one of my issues with the portrayal of Master Chief in the show. But at the same time, like, some of that stuff has always been there a little bit. Like, John 1:17 is a reference to like the Bible, like referencing the coming of Jesus Christ. So like there's like so in relation to like a savior figure, like it's sort of there. But at the same time, I think the thing specifically that made him special throughout at least the original trilogy, like 1 through 3, was his leadership and the choices he made to like take care of his team. And that's what I got through like the book series when I was reading it when I was younger. And that's something that they got to eventually here. But I think initially I was sort of lost trying to find that character. And I think part of that is related to the choices of what time period they decided to tell the story in, which is before the fall of Reach, assuming they do that in this series. And that sort of makes this more of like a prequel to a prequel, which is an interesting place to tell a story, but it's also a place to tell a story that I think it might not be, not relatable, but like something that people who are fans of the series like would recognize initially.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And I think that that's like one of the things that I really appreciated about the series is I feel like it kind of threaded the needle of bringing in game specific things. And I think most of that was done in the action sequences because they wanted the people who had played multiplayer and the people who like knew how the mechanics works to kind of see that. But I think what having this different type of Master Chief with a different storytelling, even like the play, the time that it took place in, it really kind of opened the door of, okay, we can bring in new people, but we can still make sure that we're giving you what you kind of want from Halo. Did you all think that it kind of balanced those things, those two things out? Because I think for me, Cortana was central to making that work, because I was like kind of iffy, and then I got to hear Pablo and Jen talk to each other and I was like, no, this is here. I love it. Either one of you can go.
I think for me, like watching how they sort of jumped into that focus like a little bit, like I think for the majority of the show it was not successful in like doing things that would bring in people who like the games.
Yeah.
So I don't think the story was enough. It was mirroring enough of the story and the backstory of the game, and like I guess the history of like that universe. And I don't think the action sequences throughout the majority of the show were compelling enough to bring people in who were specifically came in for that.
Yeah.
I think if you're like there, I think there's a like an uneven but often like entertaining like science fiction show in Halo. But I don't think that this, outside of the title, it would bring in people who liked Halo outside of maybe like 2.5 episodes.
Yeah.
Matt? Yeah, which sad we have to agree too. Just like towards the end and those last few episodes are really good. But the first beginning part, it's just kind of like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
And so and I guess for me, what bugged me a little bit, because I think the action sequences, I actually really enjoy in the show. But the problem is there's just not that much of it. And I think that's what sucked, because I think they actually did them pretty well.
Yeah. Like, where would you all say that, like, that shift was? I think for me, like, episode 5 was where I was like, oh my God, this is actually a good show. I think this is a very good show. Did you all, like, where were y'all's, I guess, turning point on those pieces? Because I was pretty, like, I'm about to jump ship. Those first, like, 4 episodes, 3, 4 was a struggle. Mm-hmm. Did you all have that turning point?
Yes. I explicitly, I think, was in that 5-6 range as well, where I think I told you, like, look, I'm either you're going to do something or I'm done. Cause I was like, we've gone 5 episodes, which technically is 5 weeks over a month, because we have to do weekly apparently. And so I was just like, you know, we'll do something. And excluding episode 7, which I don't know why exists, I think those last at 6, 8, and 9 are fantastic.
Yeah, I think seeing some of that, like the combat sequences, like in episode 5, like there's like a multi-vehicle hijack sequence that's like really great. like I loved it. It's like, that's a video game. Like they just did a video game. but I think that the majority of the storytelling, like the plot points, like the characters they chose to focus on and the ones they like chose not to, like that stuff made it difficult for me to see Halo in this. Like there's a good amount of the aesthetics of it. It's like you're in the suit even though you're not wearing the helmet as much as I would love for you to. Like you're like, yes. Like there's this person who I know their name, but I don't really like see that relationship to that other character as much. I guess I like it's my chance to like interject about Halsey a little bit, but like I think that her, like, she is the standout character in the show. Everyone relates to her. Everyone in her orbit becomes more interesting by having a literal conversation with her. Like the plot moves better, I think, through all of her manipulations and the way that she forces people to become compromised by like just being in the vicinity of her. And like everything is like significantly more interesting based on how she is able to like tinker with it and play with it and change things. And I was okay with not seeing fight sequences when I was seeing like Halsey like on the phone with Cortana while Cortana is like on the phone with Master Chief while Master Chief is like on the phone with Halsey, like going back and forth, like watching her manipulate all three of them and everything, like the two of them, while also manipulating like the UNSC and her daughter and like her ex, like all at the same time. Like that was all very interesting and great. And like I was okay with digging into that, because that reminds me of the stuff that like I saw in like Halo 4 and in the fiction. Like, and I also just think that the way that they wrote that stuff specifically was great.
Yeah. I think, like, as we, which I guess is just a step into it already, like, what makes this show unique, and did it have to be called Halo, I guess? Because I think it also, like, I am speaking from somebody who loves playing Halo, but did not get deep in lore, just enjoyed playing the game Halo. I have, like, really no other connection to it outside. I enjoyed multiplayer a hell of a lot. And I played through some stuff co-op, but for me, co-op experiences most of the time is just me, like, with the other person making jokes and doing a game. So for me, like, I felt like it was important to be called Halo because of where it can go next and what it can adapt. But I think that it was very much at that midpoint, I was very focused on, I really like this show now. This show is very good. Oh, it's a Halo show now. But now it wasn't about the rest of the season. It was about, okay, now I can see where you can go in season two, in season three. And so less about this first block. So I guess, Matthew, you kind of had some comments there on, about, like, whether or not it should be called Halo and stuff. So if you want to dive a little bit deeper.
I think that, like, we got there. Eventually, like, yes. I think that the majority of the show that they were telling was not, like, if you, like, scrubbed off some of the, like, the serial codes, just like Halo, like, scrubbed off some of the stuff with, like, aliens, like, it's I didn't really see a need for it to be called Halo. Like, it, like, I think the production budget was often uneven, but in many cases it just, like, felt like a very expensive sci-fi, like, channel series that, like, someone told me about, like, that came out, like, 4 years ago, and I was like, I'm fine with that, but, like, I didn't see the Halo stuff as much as I was expecting and hoping for, and I think, like, again, I think at the end we got to that point, but it's difficult for me to judge the quality of something based on the promise that it could have in the future, and that final episode was like, this is what this could be. This is what we could see more of. Like, that there's a scene where they do a drop onto the Covenant world. Like, I want to see more of that, but I hadn't seen a lot of it, like, during this.
Matt?
Yeah, no, which I kind of, one, I think the only thing that is good is because we already know we're getting more of it, which I think kind of makes it kind of unfairly, like, you can excuse some of the beginning stuff because you're like, oh, I know we're getting there. It's already confirmed we're getting there, versus, like, some of the other shows that we have, like, you don't know if you're getting more, which is not quite fair. But anyway, point being, I do think we going there, you know, we're going to get there. And it's nice setup, like, the end. But outside of, like, some of the unique, like, fight sequences and stuff that kind of basically they make you try to feel like you're in the video game per se, which is pretty cool. There's really nothing else to call this Halo. It's just kind of cool. This is sci-fi in suits with some aliens. Even I think the funny thing is the first two episodes, the way they're flying the ships and everything, I was just like, is this Star Trek? Because I was just like, did they just make a nice, like, a more military?
Paramount is just Star Trek.
I know it is.
That's what that platform
I know,
is.
And that's why I said when it the way it looked and everything, I was like, you took that ship, or, you know, and basically you could flip it to Enterprise or whatever they're flying these days now, you probably wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Which I do want to point out, like, we have now seen that final episode. We have seen the whole series on the journey, and I think we can all agree, like, where it's going. I will say on what it could have done better, everybody's kind of pointed to it, but, like, the story and the pacing is kind of all over the place. I know for me, up until episode 5, the cast is bloated. Like, to the point where they were like, we got to do so many interesting things. And I'm gonna be honest, I feel like they were scared to just say, here's a white dude show with about this one white dude, and this is his main story. So we're going to throw in some brown, like, side characters. That's what it felt like. And it feels like a disservice to those actors and those characters, specifically Saren and Quan Ha, because you end up in a space, and you wasted Bern Gorman. I love that. Like, I love that man. He did not deserve to be wasted, and he means nothing. Like, and I think that that's, like, the bigger piece too. Is, like, I think episode 7, as much as it does not belong in this series at all, it is a good episode, I think, and actually shows what you could have done if you were just like, this isn't a Master Chief story. The problem is, you chose you were going to tell a Master Chief story. Yeah. And so I started getting resentful anytime it went to the other characters. And I much rather would have had like what a 7-episode order, cut out all the extra bits and just see where things intersect and move.
I was gonna say, like, when I first watched episode 7, I was like, this is like a solid episode of another TV show. And then I started thinking about it more, and I was like, okay, this is an episode that is interested in the politics of the UNSC and Halo and like the world that they're building, but also not interested in actually saying anything about those politics and like digging in. Yeah, it's just like, isn't it messed up that like the UNSC like sets up puppet states? It's like, that's not great. Like, it's like, yeah, but like at the same time, there wasn't any like dealing in like, okay, what comes next? Or like, how did this structure get to this position? Or like all these like cool brown people who are like super strong, like putting together a coalition of other brown people for reasons. Like there wasn't a lot of like additional information there that there was gesturing towards more. And given how much time they spent showing us that stuff, like I feel like there was a lot of like wasted time. Like you mentioned earlier that there's actors that feel like they're there, but they don't have a lot to do, or they're being wasted. Like Bern Gorman, like I love some Torchwood Bern Gorman, but like I didn't get that. I didn't get any of that. Like I would have loved it for him to have a speech where he just like, I think he has like 2 lines talking about like order and chaos, but like
we saw his butt.
We saw his butt. But like that wasn't. I wanted an opportunity for him to just like talk about like say, hey, I'm a fascist, and this is what I as a fascist believe, and like this is what I think how I should subjugate all these people, and this is what the New World Order is, because this is the type of order that we need. And like I had multiple episodes of him just being like, get that girl, and like it wasn't really that interesting or compelling to me on that level. Yeah. It was gesturing towards like, we know that he's bad, we know that he's corrupt, but like no additional information around that other than like the signals towards it.
Yeah.
It's hard because like the first episode, you're like, okay, fine, we got an introduction. The second episode, they go to the planet, you're like, cool. And then after that, it's just like, who cares? And kind of like, and the problem is you might even know, like, I don't even... I was already checked out of that episode by the time he does the chaos thing. I think they're in like looks like a Kia commercial while he's driving through the dirt, and that's about it. And so I'm just
kind of like, the budget was hella uneven.
I really thought that was a car commercial at some point.
All the budget went into episode 5.
But no, it is very much of like Quan at this point. I don't know, or even Soren. I don't know why they're here. You do, as the series goes on and as the Master Chief stuff picks up, you do kind of become, I don't necessarily resentful is the word, but like it just disservice to them, but it's also just disservice to almost the show, because you're like, I don't like you here, and I don't it sucks. It doesn't make any sense, to be honest.
And I
guess why I'm like stuttering, because I'm like confused of what was the goal.
Yeah, well, and I think to like Matthew's point, like Halsey is a character that kind of moves everybody through this larger arc. And to be honest, like Quan's story and even Soren's story to an extent is to show big, bad, you know, UNSC. Like it is to show like the tentacles going out and hurting things. But I feel like you kind of were already doing that with Halsey. Like she abducted children and replaced them with clones. you can look at those messy politics, like the messy politicking that happens in Reach between the commander, Keyes, and Halsey. Like you see that happening. You see Miranda start to question like actual morality and science and things. But I think that a lot of that gets curtailed because they're like, okay, but we're going to go back to Madrigal now. So we'll go do this stuff. And I think that lack of focus, it hurts. And I also think the fact that it was a weekly show hurts as well, because even as reviewing the series, I only got to see the first 2 episodes back to back. Everything else, I had to do it weekly, which like it's uneven. It's really uneven. And I think if this had been released all at once, you're like, when the hell is this going to become a Halo show? And then you go take your food break and you come back in episode 5 and you're like, oh, it's a Halo show. And then you binge the rest of it. And now you just have positive publicity for the show, because people are like, we got there. The first episodes are hard, but we got there, as opposed to like, it was literally in a bad spiral. Like nobody liked it. There's those first 4 episodes. Like,
And I respect that it's difficult to make a thing like this. Like functionally, it feels like they're trying to make their version of Game of Thrones. But like you, if you're gonna do that, like it, you got these expensive like sets. Like they, I think they could deal with a few more like bigger name actors. But like the way that they
We
set up
need better
this.
wigs to be Game of Thrones.
We need better wigs. We need nice cloaks. Like Bern Gorman has a cool cloak, but he's the only one with a cool cloak. Everyone else has bad clothes.
Wait, they did Pablo dirty. That man is chiseled to the gods, and you're gonna put him in like a sausage case?
It's
Anyway.
like Michelin Man chic. Like I don't understand what was going on there. Like it's some. But like I get that it is difficult to put these things together. So like I understand that they're trying there's a lot of things that they're trying to move around at the same time. And they're playing with like this thing that is going to have to like exist for ideally for them probably like 7 seasons or something. So like they want to make this bigger thing. The thing is to do that, I think you need to be showing things that are more interesting and showing complexity in the things that you're gesturing at. Like at the beginning, like when they show I think the most interesting thing about Quan Ha's story happened in like the first two episodes where she's like talking about like the death of her mother and like how Master Chief did it. Like that's we know that. And like and now she's like, I have to find my place in this universe. I need to find a way to like do some rebellion or something to help my people. Like if you didn't want to be more explicit than that, like then just leave it there. But the thing is they continue to show us more and didn't get into any more details about like why she should be in charge of this planet. Like it's like you need to take a stop, kick out the UNSC because they're bad and controlling it. Like there's more there needs to be more there for me to like I guess latch on to it. And I think if they just wanted to gesture at it, they should have just gestured at it and then jumped to the other thing.
I do wonder how much of this will change going forward too, because there's a lot of exposition. There's a lot of exposition this season. There's a lot of exposition specifically in the first half, where I feel like they're trying very hard to explain what UNSC is, to explain what Spartans are, because I don't think they trust their audience. One of the other things that I wish they hadn't done as frequently, which they cut down at after episode 5, is flashback to the thing we just showed you 10 minutes ago. And I think that that lack of trust in the audience is what leads to a lot of its pacing issues as well.
I think so, but I also know like the viewership of like anime with filler episodes and like people some a lot of people don't trust their audiences to remember like the thing that just happened.
And no,
Like
they
to
don't. And I
you
don't like it. It deeply
know.
frustrates me.
And
Deeply.
I think that again, like you're right, the pacing suffers due to that.
Matt.
I just think of the pacing for like episode 3, I think it is, because you get all this, which is essentially vital information, but it's very boring.
I fell
And
asleep. I had to rewatch it.
it's a very boring episode, but it's a very vital episode. But also you only get for 1 week that 45 minutes, and it was just I remember being done with that going, wow, this sucked. And then I had to go back and like, okay, well, we did find and learn some stuff, but cool. I mean, you could have just put that in the synopsis and I would have read all of it and give me something else. Then you spent 40 minutes of the only time we get showcasing every little particular detail.
So I guess now, so we've talked a lot about our issues with it. Halsey is a goat. We get this.
Real one. Yes.
there. And we've talked about some stuff that we've liked, but I think as we kind of step back, we've seen all the episodes now. With the full season that we've gotten, would you tell somebody to go spend 9 hours watching the show? I would personally say spend 8, skip episode 7, and you're fine. But because I think that this is going places. I'm really in love with what started happening in 5, 6, 8, and 9, like those 4 episodes specifically. I am very much in love with. I also want more Master Cheeks, like much more Master Cheeks, please. I appreciate it. I felt seen, but I digress. So, what do you all feel, Matt?
I think I could probably condense it down even more. I think you could watch probably potentially episode 1. I guess if you want to suffer 3 just to get all the information and then start with 5 and then skip 7.
Yeah,
it's more. I would recommend watching because I'm excited where we're going. But I do think it's very hard to get into. I think episode two is okay. Episode one, outside the first 20 minutes, kind of sucked too. But like the pacing issue. There's a lot of up and downs, and it's a roller coaster of a ride. And for me, every week it was, am I going to enjoy this? Or am I going to like really be annoyed?
I would have never recommended somebody watch it week to week. Now that it is full out, I feel like I'm recommending like a Netflix show where it's like the first three episodes are really hard, but when it hits its stride, it gets it. That's where I am. What about you, Matthew?
For me, I have to consume the entire thing. If I know that there's another thing that I did not consume, then I am having the back of my head. It's like, I didn't see that episode. What happened in that episode? For me, I would recommend it very conditionally, specifically like if someone specifically is into Halo or some of the stuff that I think would relate to Halsey. Like there's stuff with like her and her daughter in this show that I think is amazing. Like the stuff, the way that she relates to these different characters and like screws them all up in nightmare ways is great. Like I think she it's awesome. But I actually would not recommend people watch this show until there's a second season, unless they like specifically are like deep into Halo. And like I have a Halo Zune. I like Halo.
I didn't know we were getting Zunes out.
I have a Halo Zune. I love Halo. Like I got this for Halo 3. My MVP player for years. But like I would not recommend people get into this until there's a second season that I think like comes through on some of the promises that came through earlier. Yeah. There's a bunch of television that is available, like so much television and so many movies. There's infinite content. And I think if this is not something that you're 100% in on, I would not like recommend it. I think that like if you have Paramount Plus, like there's a few action sequences, like I will tell you where they are and just go and watch those. They're great.
So the one thing I will say though that makes me really happy, and this is just a perspective that I don't even have because I obviously have some exposure to Halo. My mom was really happy that she could talk to me about Halo stuff because she's like, oh yeah, my kids played that. And then she got to watch it. And she also is really in love with Pablo Schreiber. And so she's been watching it. She's behind because she had to catch up on MCU stuff. But like for her, that was her like window into understanding what her kids liked. Which she's starting to do more of. And I think that like, I'm not saying you have to be a parent, but I think it can also be a pretty good gateway to just going in and doing other Halo things, or like looking at other Halo things, or even just understanding like a small point of Halo time that really does shape gaming culture and gamers who came up in our generation. Like Halo is a definitive game series, regardless if you're PlayStation or Xbox. It is a definitive game series for multiplayer combat and everything. So for me, I think it's a nice window into that. It's a nice gateway for me. However, with like competing against four other like high budget Star Treks, it kind of struggles on like the sci-fi scale.
Like, I'm currently playing Halo like Infinite, like, and I love the combat in Halo. Like it's so much fun. Like I'd love for y'all to join me in it. If y'all ever want to play Halo Infinite, I'm there. But like as when I think about that, like I don't see enough of Halo represented in this show to make me think like, okay, this is something that's gonna like help me relate to the show, or be something I show someone else to say this is what the series is about. And I think it'll probably get there. Like I think based on how the season ended and like a few episodes like right before the finale, like I think it'll definitely get there in the second season. But I don't think it's there yet. And like I have a pitch for you, Kate. Like imagine, like right, what I saw a lot of Pablo in this show was like a man like with a very cute butt, realizing that his mom might be bad, and then like afterwards finding out his mom is bad, tried to kill his mom, and then like making some peace with that. Like I would love for him to be doing that with his very cute butt in a different show that I think is more compelling. Like, because I don't think that I got enough of that even to say like come for Pablo. Like his butt is very cute. But like it, I think I need
I really more. Think episode six, like episode six, the opening of Halo of episode six, where he's just like, no, I'm gonna kill her, Cortana. Can you step in and save her? Because I'm not gonna do anything. Like, there's a switch that gets flipped in him as an actor, which I think is one of the reasons why he does play bad roles so well. Like, he can do that intimidating piece. I do think you're right that like he could have done more, and there's a lot of like just walking around and staring and seeing sound like that happens in the first three episodes that is hard. Also shout out to Kai, who is a himbo and I love her. I thought she was gonna hit a fire to put it out at one point in the last episode. I don't know. I guess it's really hard for me because I am a very actor-driven person. And if you can give me an actor in a role and I can see potential, I just latch on. And I've latched on to Pablo, his cute butt and his like scowly scowl. Like, I enjoy it. But I don't know. I want more. I want more. At the end of the day, so, this series made me say I want more of this. I want a season two.
So I have a question for that. Since we keep saying we want more, we know where it's going, blah, blah. What do we do with Quan? Because based on right now, like, do we just write her out? Because I don't think I want her story anymore. Like, it's so bad. It's so disjointed. And what we get in the last, like,
I want like, Silver
six,
Team.
8, and 9, I'm like, I don't need her. I don't even want her.
I want Silver Team just hijinxing through the galaxy with this maybe John may not be John entity. That's what I want. I don't want Quan. So I think this is big brain. They have signed a contract for multiple seasons. If you're watching this on YouTube, we have an interview with the cast and crew on the red carpet from South By, where they note that the plan is 8 seasons. They haven't been greenlit for all of those, but the plan is 8 seasons. I think that Microsoft and Xbox have too much money to not be investing in side projects that come off of the mainline series. That's what I feel like episode 7 was.
You tell me we're gonna backdoor pilot.
I think it was a backdoor pilot. Everything is franchised now. That's what I think. And I say that because then like they can give Quan her own stuff and I don't have to watch it, and the internet doesn't have to get mad at them for writing out a character.
I think that like the idea for a backdoor pilot is great. However, I think to do a backdoor pilot, you have to have a storyline and a character that people find compelling and interesting. And I don't think that they did that with Quan.
Like, I met feel a single person who likes Quan.
No.
And like, I feel bad for like the actress because like, I think she did an amazing job.
Yeah. Yaren Ha is very good as Quan.
Yeah. Like, even with the nightmare wig they gave her, like, oh my God, what did they do? What? Like, I'm sorry. Like
it's, the wigs like, are bad. The wigs are like anime live action in the 2000s bad.
It's not great. But like, if I had to write fan fiction for like, what do they do with Quan, and like, how do they handle a backdoor pilot? I think Halsey needs to be off the board. Let her hang out with Quan. Like, I would watch so many episodes of them just hanging out because, again, every scene with Halsey, even if she's not saying anything or doing anything, is better. Like the scene you were talking about a second where like Captain Master Chief is about to kill her, like her freaking out in that room. It's like, oh no, I'm like everything is there because he like they built this relationship and this hatred and everything, and like she put all that work into being like, I'll always be there for you, John. Cortana, I need you to wipe his brain. Like like it was all there. It was great. And like I would love to see Quan be a vehicle for Halsey to see like some of the ways in which she's hurt people, and then see like I think right now like the UNSC is probably inaccessible to Quan, and like Halsey's actively running away from them. So like I think putting them together would be a great way to like let them hang out and develop as characters, and then also drive them to maybe work together and have some sort of come back with Master Chief, because I don't think Master Chief sees Halsey and doesn't try to shoot her immediately.
Halsey to stay deranged. Like, I want her to stay that way. I don't want her to learn. I don't want her to grow.
She doesn't need growth. She has all the growth that she needs right now.
So I don't want her to like, I don't want her to actively like change what she believes. Not
trusting anybody and sending a clone.
I don't want her to change what she actively believes. What I want her to do is realize like, look, there has to be a different way for me to get the things that I want. Like, she wants like transhumanism. Like that's her end goal. Like, we will become as gods. Like, that's what she wants. Like, I think that like for her, she needs to have a like an understanding that like the way she's doing it has failed her, and she has to find an alternative because it's
Also, the
not
concept of creating
Matthew.
humans to
So
gods is like, that's not good. Like, there's not
yeah,
a good
no.
way to do
So
that.
Matthew, do you want her to drink the juice and go to Dream World to figure this out?
I would not like that.
You don't want Dune 3?
What I want to see is like I want to see at some point during the series, Halsey shows up and then like Master Chief's like, I'm gonna kill you, and then like Quan is like, don't, and then he's like, well, I shouldn't kill you, and then like Soren shows up, it's like, also don't, because like I've made up
I'm a
with her mom
daddy now.
too, and like we need her. So like yeah, like I think that sort of relationship, and then like going back and showing flashbacks to develop that thing, and like showing more about why Halsey is so important, because I think functionally like everyone would be dead if they didn't have the Spartans. Like everyone needed what Halsey did, even though what she did is deeply terrible and compromises everyone in terrible ways. But using
That's what
like
makes her so
her,
great.
it is. And I think that what we need to do, what you need to do is find a way to make it so that she's able to continue to be a nightmare person, but also be a nightmare person that like has found a way back into everyone's lives where you cannot remove her. Like that is the thing, that is the reason why she was so great in the show, is because everyone knew that there was something wrong with her, but didn't have all the details. And once they did, there was still a period where they couldn't do anything about it. Like she had to actively try to kill a bunch of people simultaneously to have anyone do anything. So like yeah, I think using her as a vehicle, like making sure that she is always in the plot, would be a great way to pull Quan back in an interesting way, because I think any room that she's in makes any other character more interesting.
Matt, what do you want to happen with Quan?
Personally, at this point, I don't care if they write her out, they write her out. I mean, it sounds mean, but like
It's the
it's just
truth.
so
It
it's so
doesn't.
bad, it's so distracting. And then, like I said, episode seven, like that is not even like you like we talked about before, it's not necessarily a bad episode, but it was a different TV show. And I don't want that anymore. Which I guess can we kind of go to, I mean, we kind of talked about
We got
then,
to
but
wrap
like,
up, so
yeah, like wrapping up, but like kind of going that, like if this is going to be truly a weekly show, that is terrible. And I think that can really turn off audiences, like just from the conversations or whatever you want from whatever you're doing with this show. Of like, give me 45 minutes of a different planet that has literally nothing to do with the previous episode and has literally nothing to do with the following next episodes. It's very
They
detrimental.
have to build the pacing up to a solo episode, and then that solo episode has to have revealed something big that connects to the rest of the universe.
I don't even know why they were
We
in the
did
fight
it.
in episode seven. I
We
don't
got
know
a
what they
Kia
were doing.
commercial.
Yeah.
Which I'm a little disappointed, as much as I love it, which I guess is, but for Quan's sake, I'm disappointed in the season finale, because at least for me, the way the season went, if you want me to care about this character at all, they had to come back at least at some point, even if it's just the end, to tie circle back
Tie it
together at the end
together.
of tie it together, and they do not. Which, you know what? It's fine, it's great, but that means I'm done with that end. Like, go away.
I was talking to Ken about this when we watched, like Ken, my husband, like about this, like when we watched it, and like I was thinking about Arya Stark and the Hound a little bit, like with like Quan and Soren, and I think letting them like disappear and then come back later would work if we had seen more development of those characters in previous seasons. Like if we had seen more time with them, so we're wondering what's up with them. Right now, I'm like, why should I care? And like I think there's a bunch of other characters in the show that could have used more time. Like I would have loved more time with Miranda. Like I would like her relationship with Halsey is like really interesting. Like the ending with her dad and like being like, I can't even look at you anymore because I know what you did. Like the stuff with Kai, like learning about like what she like trying to build some sort of identity out of her like herself, but also like screwing up and being uncomfortable and weird about it, but like learning.
Gonna be something heavy.
Yeah, like that's I think that's fun and interesting. Like I
Well,
think
even
there's
Vanek and Riz, like I actually really liked when we got them. I would have liked to have seen more of just Silver Team themselves. Like,
I think they
how are Vanek and Riz like responding to Kai putting dye in her hair?
should have dunked on her. Like where was the line where it was like, what did you do? Like it's like I wanted that. Like I didn't get that. They were just like, There was one line. I think they had one line about her hair, and that was it. Like, it was.
Which I think goes back to the point of, like, at much as, like, it's a disservice to Quan, I think those characters needed more time. And I think, because to be fair, Miranda, I didn't care about Miranda until maybe the last two episodes, because we don't see her other than, like, she's just annoying child, and that's it. And I'm like, we could have spent more time with her. There's just so many characters that she ends up taking time away from that are part of the main, and I think it ends up hurting both ends.
Well, on that note, goodbye, Quan. Hello, more Cortana. And I think we're all in agreement that we at least want season two, varying levels of it was good, it was bad, it was a show. But to take us out, Matt, one reason you think somebody should watch it and where people can find you or not watch it. Like, make your, I'm not going to force you to say people should watch it, but like,
I
closing
think
thought.
if I just think the action sequences are really fun. I think they're really good. So I think that's just worth watching it. Even if all you watch is the last three episodes, that's fine. I mean, just to get you ready for season two, to be honest, because I want more of season two. As far as you can find me obviously at butwhythoughpodcast.com and all the lovely stuff that all the people over there do and we do. I'm just there. And then
You're the
obviously on
reason it
Twitter.
works, Matt.
Yeah, no, but my name's like whatever. I didn't, are you going to put a new banner, my own name banner at the top? Is
Bye,
that mine?
Matt.
And then you can find me on Twitter at datm18, DATTM18.
Matthew?
I think if you really like Halo, or you want to watch a show about a deeply terrible mother compromising everyone she relates to in any way, and if that hits you anywhere, and like if your mom has messed you up a little bit, like this is great content for you. But yeah, like if you love Halo, if you like if your favorite gun is like the battle rifle from
Oh
Halo,
my
like
God.
I
Where are the other
like
props?
I think I that's the last one. That's the last one. Like so, like I if that's
Ken's
something that
gonna walk
appeals
out
to
in a
you.
full suit or in the full Spartan armor.
Yes. I would recommend jumping in if you're deeply into Halo and want like fun mom drama, jump in. You can find me at Webnet on Twitter, and you can find the game stuff that we work on at digitaldaydream.itch.io.
And if
Awesome.
you're listening to this, you can find me at OMFRandir on Twitter. But more importantly, find us on all of the social media at But Why Though PC. If you want to join the weekly conversations that we have about all of the things television, TV, comic, like literally everything. Right now, I think our Discord has entered into the hole that is 90 Day Fiancé. So come join us as we watch that at
It has replaced the
discord.me.
MCU as the best cinematic universe.
It is a multiverse of madness, if we're honest.
Accurate, accurate.
you can head to discord.gg/butwhyto. Thank y'all. And I don't know how to close this other than Master Cheeks for life.